Om Shanti. This is the Avyakta Murali of the 24th of July, 1970. The title is Create the Avyakta Stage Whilst Being Vyakta. What stage would you call the stage that everyone is sitting in at present? Do you have the Avyakta Stage whilst being vyakta, that is corporeal? Can you stabilize yourself in the stage of a point when you are meeting Bap Dada? A few children gave their own ideas. Baba continued, at what time are you especially able to create the stage of being stable as a point? When you sit in solitude, or can you also have that stage whilst walking and moving around? This final effort is that of remembrance. This is why it is necessary for you to understand clearly in your intellect the stage of remembrance and your own experience. What is the stage of a point form and what is the avyakta stage? What is the experience of each of them? Because there are two names, there must definitely be a difference between the experiences of the two. At present, the stage of being stable in the point form is not just lacking, but it is almost non-existent. You should also practice this stage. You should be able to take a few minutes in between and practice the stage of the point form, just as on certain days, everyone maintains silence for 3 minutes and even the traffic is stopped. All activities are stopped. When you carry out any task or when you are talking, you must also stop the traffic of your thoughts. You must stop the thoughts of the mind or the activities you are carrying out with your body for 1 minute every now and then and practice this. If you do not practice this, how and when will you be able to create at the powerful stage of the point form? This is why it is necessary to practice this. In between, if you continue to carry out this practice in a practical way, then the stage of the point form that you find difficult today will become as easy as the avyakta stage that many of you find easy today. When you first started to practice this, that is the avyakta stage, you found it difficult to maintain. You found it difficult to maintain the avyakta stage whilst being in the corporeal form. Just as it is becoming easy for you to stay in the avyakta stage and carry out any task, in the same way, the stage of the point form will also become easy. Maharathis should now practice this stage. Do you understand? If you are not stable in the angelic state, that is, the avyakta stage, then you will find it difficult to stabilize yourself in the point form. This is why you must practice this now. In the beginning, in order to practice the avyakta stage, you used to sit in solitude and make your own individual effort. In the same way, you must make the effort for this final stage every now and then by making some time for it. This is the final stage. In order to reach this stage, you have to pay special attention to one thing. What scheme does the government plan nowadays? Their plans are successful when they first keep the aim to save as much as possible in everything. They plan a saving scheme to save their time, their money, and also their energy. They wish to save energy so that it takes less energy and you are able to save more. They plan a saving scheme of saving in every way. So what scheme should the Pandav government create? You were just told that you have to make effort to attain the stage of the complete success of the stage of the point form. According to how you are moving along at present, all of you say that you remain very busy and that you have very little time to spend in solitude and in churning. But where will you get that time from? Day by day, service will increase and also the problems will increase, and the speed of thoughts will also increase. At present, you create 10 thoughts in 1 second, and later that speed will be doubled or tripled. Just as nowadays they count the population to see how much expansion there is in one day, in the same way, here, the speed of thoughts is very fast. On the one side, there will be expansion of your thoughts, and on the other hand, there will be the expansion of the evil spirits, the souls. But for this, you have to maintain special attention through which you will be able to confront everything that comes in front of you. That is, in order to understand clearly whatever happens, you must remember 2 words. One is the difference, that is antar, and the other is mantra. Whatever happens, check whether it is right or not. Is it like that of Bab Dada or not? Is it equal to Bab Dada or not? So when you check the difference at every moment, you will not be able to apply a knot or a dot within a second. You have to apply a dot. If you have to do that, you will begin to do that. So you have to keep knot and dot in your awareness too. That is the word knot and the symbol of dot in your awareness too. The difference and the mantra will both take place in a practical way. If you do not forget either of them, no problem or evil spirit will be able to oppose you. The problems will be burnt away in 1 second. Evil spirits cannot remain in front of you, so you have to make this effort. Do you understand? Someone asked, what is the form of evil spirits? Baba continued, their very clear form is shown when they enter specific souls. However, evil spirits also have an incognito form. Whilst moving along, you are able to see an especially bad sanskar of someone in its influential form. The effect of that will be that the soul's head will 1 minute say one thing and the next minute it will say something else. And it will say that too with a lot of force. His stage will not be stable in 1 stage. He will distress himself and also cause distress to others. It is easy to recognize and move away from the evil spirits that come in a very clear form. However, evil spirits do not come in front of you in a clear form very often. They come in an incognito way a lot more. And in ordinary words, you say, his head seems a little crazy. But at that time, there is such a force of evil, that is, of bad sanskars, that the soul is just like an evil spirit. Just as evil spirits cause a lot of trouble, in the same way, such souls also cause a lot of trouble. This will happen a lot more. This is why you were told to create a saving scheme to save your time, your thoughts, and your power, and, in between, increase the stage of stabilizing yourself in the point form. The more you have the stage of the point form, the less the evil spirits or evil sanskars will attack you, and your Shakti form will liberate such souls. You also have to do this service. You also have to liberate the evil souls, because it is now the end of the final moments, and so the evil spirits and the evil sanskars will reach their extremity and then finish. All the rubbish will come out and be burnt away. So then, how will you be able to confront all these problems if you are not liberated from your own problems? That is why you are told to create a saving scheme and put it into a practical form. For only then will you be able to save all the souls. Explaining to someone or giving a lecture is not the only service. Now, the form of service is becoming very subtle, and so increase the stage of your subtle form. All this will be revealed and then it will disappear. Before it disappears, it will first be revealed. Only then will it disappear. Service has to increase to such an extent that each of you has to carry out the task of 10. How many arms do they show the Shaktis with? The meaning of arms is to be a helper in service to that extent. Pandavas think that the arms are only of the Shaktis. Do you know what the Pandavas have been shown as? They are shown as very tall ones. This is the sign of the Pandavas being helpers. It is not a tall body, but a tall intellect. For the Pandavas to run ahead means the Shaktis move ahead too. To keep the Shaktis in the front is a sign of their race. Acha. On meeting the Pandavas. What is the memorial of the Pandavas? For the Pandavas, it is said that they melted their bodies away. They gave their bones in godly service, just as Dadichi Rishi did. Are you doing in a practical way what has been remembered as your memorial? To melt the body away means to melt the awareness of the body. There shouldn't be the slightest consciousness of the body. There should be no name or trace of what body consciousness is. Just as in the beginning, when the princesses used to come here and they used to say, "What is this?" In the same way, the stage of the Pandav army should be such that there is total ignorance of it. There should be no awareness of the body. You should remain soul conscious. Are you repeating such a part? The more you become ignorant of this, the less you will become disobedient. There is disobedience when you are not ignorant of body consciousness. So, you have to make such effort that you become the embodiment of ignorance. Anyone who comes should feel as amazed as when someone who is forbidden to eat or say something in another country and yet still does it. In the same way, anyone who comes to you should feel, how can we have corporeal awareness in this world? The Pandav army have to create such an atmosphere. When you create such an atmosphere, then it will be understood that the corporeal world has become the subtle region. When the corporeal world is merged, there will then be the completion. All of you will emerge in the avyakt form, and the corporeal form will merge. Acha, Om Shanti.